Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll take a look at the basics of blob storage, just how to write to blob storage, how to read and download items from blob storage. And that's pretty much it. In the next several modules, we'll look at some advanced cases and do some more interesting things. But we're going to keep it very simple as we dip our toe in the shallow end of the pool. I would recommend that you take a look at this document, How to Use Blob Storage from .NET. It's the first tutorial on their documentation for blob storage. In fact, you can see I've even pulled some of my content from this page in the previous module. And I use this as the basis for a project that I created. Let's go ahead and close this down. Called Blob Basics. And basically what it'll do, and I just kind of walk through the script here, the storyline, this will demonstrate how to connect to a blob storage service, how to get a handle on a blob container, how to upload files to that blob container, how to get a list of the files that are in the blob container, how to download files from the blob container, and then how to delete files in the container. So that's really just the absolute basics, right? And some of these things will look familiar. I mean, we've done things like this with the storage client before, getting a reference to the storage account, creating a client that allows us to get to a container using a container reference. If the container doesn't already exist, go ahead and create it. At this point in line 44, where things start to get a little bit interesting, here what we wanna do is, since this is gonna be a console window application, we're gonna pass in a path where we have files stored. And I have several images that I downloaded off the internet, so I'm not gonna include these. I don't know what the copyright is on any of these, but I just downloaded some pictures of some wood. I don't know. And then I also have this little Word document as well in a folder called C:\pics on my hard drive. So in order to let my application see that folder, I'm gonna have to pass that in as a command line argument. And to do that, I went to right-clicked on the project name in the Solution Explorer. I go to the Debug tab and fill in the command line arguments. This will now pass C:\pics into my application. It'll be retrieved right here as the directory path. Okay. Now what I want to do is iterate through that folder on my hard drive to find all the files and get a file list. And the next thing I'm going to do is start uploading those files to my Azure blob. I'll make sure that the user really wants to upload these. And then we'll start just looping through that list of files. We'll get each file, open it as a file stream, and then we'll call get block blob reference, passing in the file name of the local file, and then we'll call on that file reference upload from stream, passing in the file stream that we created here when we opened up the file. And each time we upload one successfully, we'll just write that out to a console window. Now that we've uploaded all the files, we're going to make sure that the user wants to download all the files. So we kind of do everything in reverse. We go back to the container and say, give me a list of blobs, and we iterate through them. We make sure that we can actually access each of the blobs. And now we'll get a reference to that blob. We'll make sure that we know what the file name is so that we construct a new file name for saving it locally. And here, notice that I'm appending the word downloaded to the file name. So whenever we see this directory, C:\pics the next time, it should say wood3-download.jpg. And then finally, we're going to download and save the blob contents to a file. And then we will delete the blob from our storage account. And then finally, we'll go ahead and get a list of all the blobs that are in the storage account. We should have none. And at that point, we'll be finished. So let's go ahead and run the application. And it pops it over here in my side window. Okay, so it finds four files in that C:\pics directory. It says, are you sure you want to upload these? I'll go ahead and select Y for yes. Looks like it uploaded them very quickly. said it successfully uploaded the files. Next, we're going to download them all. So hit enter to continue. And so now we downloaded each one of them and appended the word, hopefully the word downloaded to each of them. And we did. So here's the original that I uploaded, and here's the version that I downloaded. Again, uploaded and then downloaded, uploaded and then downloaded, and so on. Okay. So again, a very simple application. Just go ahead and I don't go into too much detail on these sorts of things because I don't think you're going to memorize anything that I say in this video. All I really want you to have is a working mental model to understand the basic course of events. You're going to need to get a connection to storage account, get a connection to a container or create one, and then you'll need to start working with the blobs. And you're going to look at examples, typically, if you're like most developers, in order to do this, because you only do this once, you know, a week, a month, a year, whatever the case might be. But again, understanding that it's fairly simple to do it, number one, and number two, the general basic course of events is the most important takeaway. Now, for a more involved example, we can take a look at the quick starts, file new project, and then we go to install templates, Visual C Sharp Cloud Quick Starts, and here we can create an Azure Blob Storage Quick Start project. And I've already done that, and I've made no modifications to it whatsoever. Like most of the quick starts, what you're gonna have to do is resolve some references, because as you can see, first of all, the storage client is out of date and the configuration manager is out of date as well. So what we'll do is just right click and select manage NuGet packages. Here it says some NuGet packages are missing, click restore. So let's go ahead and do that. All right, and it finds a long list of things that need to be updated. Let's go ahead and click update all. Accept the licenses. And we'll go ahead and click close. And yeah, let's go ahead and reload everything that we've got here. Okay, great. Now the next step is to be aware of the fact that this application needs a connection string, and it's going to get it from a setting called storage connection string in our app config. So if we open that up and take a look, they've added a sample one for us. It uses the storage emulator. We've already talked about the storage emulator. So, but at any rate, let's go ahead and walk through the code. Essentially, what we're going to do is a similar course of events to what I did in my project. I think mine's a little more simplified. This goes into more interesting a scenario with showing you how to do page blobs, not just block blobs, all right? But essentially, we're going to upload this Hello World image to our storage account here, beginning in line number 117. We'll get a list of all the blobs in the container. Then we'll download those blobs, and you can see that they kind of add this word copy of. So you can see that essentially it's exactly what I did with that dash download that I added to each of the file names, and then they delete it. Notice they're also using the async version of some of these methods that I just used the regular version of. Now that's the first case, the basic storage block blob operation async here. The page blob example works a little bit differently. You start off basically the same with getting a connection to the storage account and getting a connection to a container or creating it. But the next thing that you'll need to do after that is actually create a page blob. We're going to make one that's large enough to handle two pages of data. And so a page is basically what we're calling a byte array with 512 values inside of it. Each of those values will be a random number. Once we've filled up that byte array, then we're going to upload those bytes to our page blob. Then we're gonna go about downloading our page blob. And the only thing that this demonstrates is how to use a continuation token. So this says that you can only download 5,000 blobs per segment, and a segment is basically what we were calling a page. However, in our example, we really don't need the continuation token because we don't have that many blobs. But essentially, we only have one blob, and we'll list it out here and what its type is and what its URI is. And then finally, we're going to read the data out of that blob. So we're going to download range to byte array, grab all of those bytes from the page blob and download them and put them a byte array. And this is a good place for a breakpoint so we can see exactly what we download, because the last thing that happens is just it deletes the page blob completely. So let's go ahead. First of all, we have to make sure that we have the emulator, the storage emulator running, which I do. I just started it up by going the Windows S key to search for storage emulator, and I opened it up. It ran. It's going. And so now that I have that running, I'm going to go ahead and hit run. You can see we hit the breakpoint, but before we did that, created the block blob sample just as we would expect. But then also it starts working in the page blob sample, and it lists the blobs in the container. There was only one blob. It was that sample page blob, and it's of type Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Storage.Blob.CloudPageBlob. Okay, so far so good. Now let's take a look and let's run this next line of code. This is what downloads the range of bytes to a byte array. And if we take a look, we can see each of the bytes and the random number that it stores. And we could just look through this entire listing from 0 to 254. Oh, I'm sorry, to 511 probably. Yeah, 511, okay. So we're gonna grab all of the bytes from 0 to the count, which is 512 items. And we can see how many bytes were read, 512 items, 512 bytes worth of information. And then we continue on to delete that page blob, okay. All right, so those are two great basic samples, how to work with block blobs and page blobs. Again, I don't really know that I would ever use page blobs, but the block blobs is pretty useful. So now that we've got the basics of how to upload and download and delete things of that nature, let's move on to some more interesting examples. We'll do that beginning in the next module. Thank you.